Sometimes we sing songs without really thinking about them, and because we've sung those songs so many times before, and we just kind of go through the motion. That song that Zach chose, Sing to Me About Heaven, it's an encouraging song. It is a song that should remind you and me and all of us who have that desire to get to heaven, should be encouraging to us. You know, in Revelation chapter 21, start at verse number 1, there are some encouraging words there about heaven. It says, in Revelation chapter 21, start at verse number 1, going downward, "Now I saw a new heaven, a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no pain, no more pain, for the former things has passed away.'" For me, when I read through those and other passages there in the Bible that talks about heaven, it's somewhat encouraging to me. Hopefully it is encouraging to you too. I've realized within the last couple of months or so that as you get older, you begin to think more about eternity. You begin to realize that days are growing short and that you're one day closer to eternity. You begin to think more about, you know, where you're going to spend your eternity at. I would want to believe that most people in here, I want to believe that all people in here, hopefully, want to go to heaven. Some years ago, they took a survey of people who had religious beliefs, and most of them stated that they would like to go to heaven. You know, I don't believe that someone is going to go to heaven just because they want to go. Just want to go but have no actions. I don't believe that someone's going to go to heaven if they're a lazy person, have no intention of being motivated and doing the things that they need to do. You won't wind up in heaven by just living by your own rules and regulations that you have created and made for yourself. That's not going to get you to heaven. I'm convinced that just because you are a, quote, good person, you're going to go to heaven. I know some people get upset about that. And they bring up the old situation. My old grandmother, she was a good old lady. She never bothered anyone. She read a Bible every day. And you're going to tell me that because she didn't attend the Lord's church, because she didn't do the things that the Bible commanded, that she's not going to go to heaven? How can you tell me that? Well, just being good only is not going to get you to heaven. And I'm convinced also, too, as a Christian, if you are ashamed of the gospel, you won't make it to heaven. Mark chapter 8, verse 38, make that very clear, that when Jesus appears and he find you ashamed of his words, he too shall be ashamed of you. So I draw the conclusion here that hopefully each and every one of us want to go to heaven, have that desire to get there, and hopefully that is the case, because you come out on Sunday morning, on Sunday evening, come out on Wednesday, and you hear these messages, and you come to Bible class, and you're reading your Bible, and you're doing your very best to live right and do all the things that you should be doing, hopefully, and that's good. And hopefully we're encouraging each and every one of us, one to another, to hang in there, to be faithful, so we can make it to heaven. You know, if I get to heaven, I have a whole list of things that, you know, that I'm going to have to do. Some things that are to be factored in. First of all, if I'm going to get to heaven, I need to stop and realize it's going to be because of the love of God. That because God loved me so much, through his grace, he made it possible that I could have the opportunity to have his word, to have someone teach me, to follow his word, to be able to do the things in which I need to do according to his scriptures to make it to heaven. You know, in Romans chapter 5, verse number 8, talks about God demonstrating his love towards man by giving his son Jesus to die on the cross. Somewhere down the line, many people have gotten the wrong understanding that God don't want them really to be in heaven, that God's against them. But when I read the scriptures, I see that God has a great desire, as I said last week, a great desire for man to be saved, to make it to heaven. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because of the love of God. God made it possible. When you look at passages such as John chapter 3, verse 14, going through verse 18, talks about God so loving the world, giving his only begotten son to die on the cross for you and I, that we might believe upon him so we could have eternal life. If I get to heaven, one of the things I must factor in is going to be because of the love of God, a loving God who spared not his son, gave his son, says John 3:16, for the world, that the world would believe upon him and follow his words and be obedient to his words, they could have eternal life. Look at 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. In 1 John chapter 4. Start at verse number 19. We love him because he first loved us. And you continue to read through the book of John. John constantly talks about the love of God, love of Christ, and how God loved us so much that he made it possible by giving his son to die for you and I. See, if I get to heaven, it's going to be because of the love of God. I'm not standing here teaching that just because God loves each and every person in the world, they're going to go to heaven. Well, hopefully you should know me by now that there are some things that you and I have to do by being obedient to the gospel. If I get to heaven, secondly, it's going to be because of my obedience to God. As I said earlier, as survey being taken, there's a whole lot of people who say they want to go to heaven. There's a lot of people who want to enjoy the pleasures of heaven. I'm quite sure each and every one of us want to enjoy the pleasures of being in heaven with the Father, with Jesus Christ, and all the beautiful things we hear and read about in the scripture. When we read Revelation 21 and read about no tears, no crying, no pain, and all the joys that are in heaven, I'm quite sure it should motivate us to want to be in heaven. But if we get there, it's going to be because of our obedience to God. If you live down south, one would say, now here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's where it really gets serious at. There was an old song came out many years ago, probably before I was born. Say, everyone talking about heaven, but no one going to get there. No one want to get there. Whole thing was that people were talking about heaven and talking about how great it is and their desire to go, but by their lives, weren't going to make it. If we get to heaven, it's going to be because of our obedience to God, not to our friends, not to the world, not to any person, but to God. Stop and think about this. What can keep you from going to heaven? Pretty simple. Sin. A love for sin. a love and desire to participate in sin. When you read Revelation chapter 21, start right about verse 25 and going down through verse 27, talks about the gates of heaven being wide open, and then you go on and read the rest of it, and it talks about the things that won't be in there. Verse 27, abomination, liars, and nothing will defile heaven, because no sin shall enter heaven. If we're going to be and make it to heaven, if we get to heaven, it's going to be because of our obedience to God. You know, we can come and learn all these theological things, and we can read our Bibles and have it all down pat, understand the doctrine very well, New Testament doctrine. But as I said, when it comes down to it, is being obedient to God and what the scripture teaches. It kind of bothers me a lot more now that people that I know, that I've talked with and shared with for several years about their eternal destination, about salvation. But yet they continually refuse to obey the gospel. But if I sit down and I talk with them, I know they want to go to heaven. They show some effort, as in having some spiritual needs, some spiritual desires, but yet they refuse to obey the gospel. See, there is no way that man will ever, ever enter the gates of heaven unless he or she be obedient to the word, to God. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I've submitted myself to being obedient to God. Do you remember when you first obeyed the gospel? When you heard the word and you believed it? You repent, you confess, you was baptized. You remember that? You remember how excited you were about living for God? Do you remember how excited you were about all your sins that had been washed away? You became a new creature. You remember how you were so willing at that given time to do anything that the scripture said? Is that desire still there now? Are you still excited about it? Or are you finding a struggle now to obey God? Is heaven getting a little dimmer now to you? Or is it still shining bright? If we get to heaven, people, it's going to be because of our obedience to God. Being obedient to God includes a whole lot of things. You know, when you look at such passages as Revelation 2:10, being ye faithful unto death, you look at passages such as James 1:12. James talks and speaks in James 1:12 about endurance, hanging in there, and then receiving the crown of life. Then you look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Paul talks about his journey in the race and holding on to the faith, finishing the race. If we get to heaven, it's going to be because we have made up in our minds that no one is going to stop me from being obedient to God's word. Nor mother, nor father, nor sister, nor friends, that I'm going to continue to hold on and follow the word of God. Just singing that song that we were singing shortly It's motivating, causing us to think, man, we could miss heaven if we refuse to be obedient to God's words. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because of the love of God. It's going to be because I have decided that I am going to be obedient to Scripture and do what God says. Because, see, we want to be in heaven. We're not just seeing about it. We're not just talking about it. We're not just reading about it. We're putting forth the effort of doing the thing we need to do in order to be there. Because we believe and we understand this is true. It's a reality. And that's a real place. That's what Jesus taught in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 6. It's prepared for those who love God and is obedient to his words. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I denied the world. I don't know whether you realize that the world and its pull is ever so present now. Each and every day you rise from your bed and go into this world, whether you're going to work, to school, or wherever the case may be, the world is pulling at you to be conformed. The world is pulling at you to live according to the world and to live not according to the Scriptures. If I give in and choose to live that way and die that way, I can forget about heaven. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I've drawn the conclusion that I must deny the world. I love what John says in 1 John chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2, start at verse number 15. John says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." How beautiful. How encouraging. Encouraging in the sense that we ought to love not the world. And he goes on, he said that this world is passing away. It's very temporal. Don't get so locked in on loving the world and things of the world and everything that goes with the world. He says, hold on. Love God. That's forever. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I have decided that I'm going to deny the world. That I'm going to live in this life. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to take my bumps and bruises along the way. I'm going to have my struggles. I'm going to do the things that I would like to do and enjoy. But yet, on the other hand, I'm going to remember that I'm not like this world. That I'm not supposed to live like the world. I'm not supposed to use the world as a standard to live by. That I belong to God. Therefore, I must follow his words. Because, see, I want to get to heaven. If I get to heaven, it won't be by an accident. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I have decided that I am going to deny the world and all the craziness that comes along with it. Now all the foolishness that comes along with it. That I've come to the conclusion that the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that I'm going to follow comes from the word of God and not from the world. Because see, I want to get to heaven. hopefully all of us want to get there. And if we get there, it's going to be because we have decided that I will deny the world. In Titus chapter 2, so at verse 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus, words are encouraging for you and I that we are to live how? Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Now, waiting for Jesus to return. And by doing so, we will be denying the world and the world way of doing things. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 through 16, Peter reminds those who would read the letter of how they used to be. And he encouraged them not to be conformed back to how they used to live. He takes them down memory lane for just a little bit. And then he concludes by encouraging them and reminding them that God is holy. Therefore, they ought to live holy. And by living holy, living separate from the world, then one is denying the world. If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I've made up my mind that I will deny the world and not live according to the world. James says in James chapter 4, verse number 4, that friendship with the world is enmity, which is against God. Last of all, if we get to heaven, it's going to be because we really want to be with Christ. It's going to be because we have that desire, that zeal, that yearning to want to be with Christ. And if so, then we will fall in place and following such scriptures as Matthew 6:33 by seeking first the kingdom. And if so, we will follow the words of Paul in Philippians chapter 1. Look at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Sorry, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. How often do you have that desire? How often do you have the desire to just want to leave this world and be with Christ? If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I really want to be with Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 20 through 21. Paul talks about our citizenship being in heaven. Then he goes on to say that we are eagerly waiting for Christ to return. Are we eagerly waiting? Are we yearning for Christ to return so we can be with him in heaven? If I get to heaven, it's going to be because I really want to be with Christ. Heaven. If we get to heaven, it's going to be because of the love of God. If we get to heaven, it's going to be because of our obedience. If we get to heaven, it's going to be because of our desire to deny the world. If we get to heaven, Maybe it's going to be because we really, really have a desire to want to be with Christ. All in all, to get to heaven, it's going to take some faith and works. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. In closing, at the very end of that verse, Paul reminds those who would read this letter, Thessalonica, and to you and I, that our works and ways are to be pleasing to God. And that sums up this whole thing, doesn't it? If we're going to get to heaven, our lives, our ways, the things we say, the things we do, everything that involves us have to be pleasing unto God, to have His approval. Maybe it could be this evening. As a Christian, you started out on the journey with a great desire to want to get to heaven, but somewhere along the way, sin have crept into your life and you feel that you just can't let go of it. I'm here this evening to tell you that it's time to let go. By way of repenting, turning from that sin, don't let that one sin keep you from enjoying the joys of heaven as a Christian. It could be that you're here this evening, you're not a Christian. You have not obeyed the gospel. You have not truly heard the word of God. You haven't made that decision to believe, nor to repent, nor to confess, nor to be baptized, having your sins washed away. Well, it's time now to make that decision. For see, without being in Christ, living faithfully, no matter how good you may be, you will never enter the gates of heaven. If we get to heaven, it's going to be because, summing it up, because we've done the right things according to Scripture. Let's sing.